Channel Radio.
There are millions of small businesses in the UK, but in 2013, only 13,000 of them claimed back the cash that they were entitled to from the government. £46,000 on average, they say. If you've spent time and resources carrying out new product development or working on innovative solutions, you could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Stuart did.
My company, Travel Welfare, have been developing new cost-effective software for issuing vouchers to delayed flight passengers. Rift Research and Development helped me claim tens of thousands of pounds back against the staff time and material costs I invested. It was such a simple process and they completed everything for me, so I had nothing to worry about. I would strongly recommend Rift and I'll be using them again.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
JobsInKent.com. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 24th of March, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stockingly gorgeous Jill Sutkin.
Would you like me to read something?
I'm going to do a couple of tweets because we're just getting so far behind now.
Inundated.
We are being inundated, and that's lovely. Do keep them coming, but we're going to try and keep up with them. And we've got loads and loads and loads and loads of new listeners and followers. And we've had a tweet from Maids of Kent, and they said, Vanilla Web, yes, please, please, could we have a shout out on the Business Bunking Show? We're a domestic cleaning company in Canterbury.
See, that's a bit like Pole Dark, isn't it?
What was it?
You could have he maids of Kent, couldn't you?
Maids of Kent.
Have he maids of Kent.
They could come and wash me pasty.
With a flagon of ale. Some mead.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Thank you. You can follow the guys from Maids of Kent on the Twitter, maids, M-A-I-D-S, underscore, of. And I obviously run out of letters. Maids underscore of.
Maids of.
I like it. Actually, that's quirky, yeah. That, isn't it? Maids of. So do give them a follow. And the lovely folks over at Gullens Employment, HR Law Specialist in Maidstone. Yay, it's Tuesday. Note to self, must remember Business Bunker and Kent Hour every week. And that's the lovely ladies at Gullens underscore HR underscore Law. Thank you so much for listening in. And another new listener, Monica Janssens. And she says, Business Bunker Vanilla Web, please could you mention bespokeprivatetuition.com for ACE tutoring in Kent. Way to go. So that's the lovely Monica Janssens, bespokeprivatetuition.com. And you can follow Monica on the Twitter at Monica BP Tuition. Monica BP Tuition. That's Monica with a C, M-O-N-I-C-A, B-P, T-U-I-T-O-N, T-I-O-N. Monica BP Tuition, and her website is bespokeprivatetuition.com. So do have a look at that. And we've also had a tweet from Tenterton Direct. Would love to talk about Tenterton and how to grow interest in the high street for businesses in Tenterton. Indeed. And I'm actually doing some work there looking at the potentiality of opening another community workspace for Tenterton.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah.
You'd even get out of bed then. You could just amble over, couldn't you?
I could indeed. So, do you want to read an email now, Jules?
You see, that's how curmudgeonly you are. I ask, I offer, and you say, no, you don't want me to. Then I get involved in something.
Yep.
You want to disturb me.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got the Right Honourable Michael Fallon. He's at the West Kent B2B on Friday the 27th of March, where Business Bunker will be broadcasting. It's at the River Centre in Tonbridge, 9 to 4, free conference and exhibition. And he will open the West Kent B2B, as I said, on the 27th of March, as well as being a great opportunity for business leaders, chief execs and directors to meet. They'll also be able to gain knowledge and find out what's better and cheaper of suppliers and researching your competitors. Opportunities are everywhere, they say, at coffee, lunch breaks, attending workshops, and you can also get on the radio, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Absolutely.
There's also a business breakfast, and it's free, 7:15 a.m., 8:30 a.m. This is at West Kent, and it's called The Big Priorities, Have Your Say, hosted by the West Kent Partnership. All of that is on kentbusinessradio.co.uk links.
It is indeed. As Jules quite rightly said, we will be there with a full pop-up radio station this Friday at the River Centre in Tunbridge from 10 till 4. You can find the Business Bunker team on stand number 3030. And we will be there in conjunction with our headline sponsor, the lovely folks from Rift Accounting. So do pop over, see us all joining in with our pop-up radio show. You might even get an interview.
You might.
Especially if you turn up in a three-cornered hat with no shirt on. You're bound to get on then.
Well, nothing else on at all, I'd say.
Yeah.
Or your Zumba wear.
Yeah. Depending on your preferences.
When was that? Do you remember that exhibition we did when you were lounging here, holding court in the studio, and I was having to run through revolving doors with Chris
Pollard? You were doing your Annika Rice impersonations, weren't you? You were running down corridors with a microphone, chasing people, saying, talk to me, talk to me, we're live on air.
Did you have the jumpsuit on?
No, I couldn't squeeze into that. No. She's a little bit skinnier. Is she still around?
Yeah, she is.
Flying a helicopter.
What, Annika Rice?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
she's still around, is she?
Yeah.
What's she on? Pole dark?
I don't know.
Put to the lottery or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking of pole dark, as we were, the War and Peace Revival's Schools Day returns. Last year, over 2,500 local school children visited the War and Peace Revival Schools Day. It's an important date of the five-day event. It's designed to educate schools from across Kent in an important period of British history. The 2015 programme will cover all eras from World War I to the current conflict in Afghanistan and include the Living History Field with its vast range of displays from 1914 to present. So Paul Andrews will be in the 1914 display, I expect. 2015 is a significant year with 75 anniversaries of the Dunkirk evacuation and the Battle of Britain and the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. And this year, War and Peace will also be celebrating the 200th anniversary of the Gurkha's service to the British Crown. I do love a Gurkha with them, on a side and ploughman's.
I was going to say, yeah.
And we know each other too well.
You already have them in your Big Mac, don't you? Yeah.
Visitors to the show will be able to see living history, military vehicles, vintage civilian entertainment, trade stands, battle reenactments and military models. There'll be jeeps, bikes and motorbikes and emergency and commercial vehicles. Right, so it's at Folkestone Racecourse, which is just minutes from J11 of the M20, or you can go by train to the Western Hanger train station. And day tickets are undated. If you buy before the 12th of April, you'll save 20% on ticket prices. Just Google War and Peace Revivals Folkestone or go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. Just before we talk to our next guest, which we're going to do any moment now,
yes.
I just want to follow up a little bit more on this Friday's event at the River Centre at Tunbridge. Joining us, there are other stands there as well, but joining us in our little bit there on stand 30 with Rift Accounting and the Business Bunker Show, we also are joined in that by the Hammond Consultancy, Dakota Blue Consulting, the HR firm. That's the lovely Jackie Brooker, who was on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I love her.
Fan Business Solutions, Teague Consultancy, and Evolution for Women. So do get along on Friday to Tunbridge, to the River Centre, and come along and say hi to us all on stand 30 and stand 32 for Rift Accounting.
That's 9 till 4 on Friday.
It is
27th
indeed.
Of March at the River Centre, Tunbridge.
Fantastic, thank you. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome for the first time our second guest of today onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. David Cowans of Summers Property. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here.
And may we say how natty he looks.
He does indeed.
Beautiful dress.
I've been
natty.
Natty, little.
What does that mean?
Natty, natty. Little waistcoat. Sharp,
Oh, thank you.
He's so young.
I like his waistcoat.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
And, everything. Trousers, little shirt.
Watch it.
Should I start moving away?
Back away now, David, yeah. Should we measure you up and you'll be out there?
I'm no pole dancer, to be fair.
I could see him hoeing a little, meadow, couldn't you, with a scythe?
Grim Reaper, you mean?
Yeah.
Nothing grim about poles, are you?
David, sorry about this.
That's fine.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you
here.
And I will apologise profusely afterwards for having to put up with it. But thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you tell us a bit about Summers Property, what it is you do, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, no worries. Right, we are a online digital property inventory company.
Okay.
So we realised quite early on when we thought about setting up the business that there was a need for tenants, mainly tenants in the property, to have a decent inventory created. So when you're renting, obviously you need an inventory. Unfortunately, it's not a legal requirement, which is a bit of a shame because it kind of should be, because it's the only...
It's odd, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's the only document that you have to prove what you've moved into.
Absolutely.
And it does, it's not legal, which is bizarre. So we realised that there was a real urgency to produce a new way of doing inventories. I'm the co-director. The other director is Daryl Summers, which is the company's named after, because he actually came up with the idea of this when he was at uni.
Right, okay.
So we set the company up in 2013. We started planning it while we were both working at the same place, about 18 months before that. And then we started trading in January 2014. So we're a small startup. Mm-hmm. We've got a office over in Maidstone, which is part of the Kent Enterprise Foundation.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Which is great because they're a charity that help out startups.
That's Paul Barron and Liam and all those good guys.
So we were really pleased that we managed to get something with them and got a really good office space.
Fantastic.
So our actual company, how it works is... we will go out, we're working with estate agents, letting agents, local councils as well, and we produced and created our own online system of doing an inventory. So leading on through to what you were saying, Dorian, about the PHP, we created a website that's back-ended, so it means that we can reduce dramatically the inventory time that it takes to do it, and it's all available to view online.
Okay.
So... we've created it, we go around the property, we do the inventory, and then every tenant or the landlord will get given a unique passcode.
Right.
That unique passcode is will take them from our website directly to their inventory, where they can view it, download it, they can print it, and they can see all the time-stamped and date-stamped photos.
Okay. So you've got photographs of everything as well?
Every single item.
I like that. I'll talk to you about that in a minute.
Yeah, well, every item. So literally it's floor, wall, ceiling, woodwork, doors, the lot.
Right.
All get an item, description and a condition and a supporting photo with it.
Yeah.
So it means that within 7 days of us doing the inventory, the tenant can come back to us and make any changes if they want, etc. If not, the inventory is done straight away and it's instant. It doesn't exist. We did a lot of research, and the current way that we do it with the passcode and the fact that it's instant doesn't exist anywhere yet.
Right, absolutely.
So we've got a bit of a USP there.
Absolutely.
In the fact that it's new.
I relate to what you're doing no end. I have my youngest son is currently in student accommodation, and it moves around quite a lot.
Yeah.
And as the person mine actually too, stumps up all the money for this.
Yeah, hovels they are.
Every time he moves, the landlord goes, oh, no, no, he's broken the door, or, you know, he's nicked all the knives. And there was no way of disproving
exactly, that. And that is exactly the point, Paul, because what happened with friends of Daryl when he was in uni at Portsmouth, they didn't have an inventory created. So they then, when they went to move as students, they moved around, got a new house, and the landlord was, actually, you've created X amount worth of damage.
Yeah.
It wasn't them. Yeah. They had no proof.
Yeah.
And it wasn't them that was paying the deposit either. It was the parents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that was like, something has to happen. There has to be a better way to get inventories out there. Because...
Yeah.
They're not the most exciting thing in the world.
Sure.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if you're renting, it's probably one of the most important things that you can get.
It's your protection, isn't it?
It's protection.
It's absolutely your protection.
It's your protection. And the best thing with us is because we're third party.
Right.
So a lot of estate agents and netting agents do them themselves. But if it ever went to a TDS or it ever went to a tribunal or anything like that, they've got no comeback.
Yeah, sure.
So where we're third party, we're completely unbiased.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not supporting either party.
Okay. So let's just step through the process here. I'm about to move into a new property.
Yep.
We call you in. You come along with a team. You kind of count everything.
Yep.
You know, so
if it's furnished,
Yep. So basically, you go, right, what have we got here? Right, there's a dining table and four chairs.
Yep.
And one of the chair covers is a bit... worse for wear, but here's a photograph of what it looks like right at the moment.
Yep.
In the kitchen, there's 19 knives, some of which match the forks and, and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yep, exactly so.
Yep.
Exactly so. And also, it's the condition that is one of the most important things. So even if it's not a furnished place, if it's like this studio, if it's got scuff marks on it, if it's got a hole in the wall, all of that.
Which
is...
we have.
No, I was quite impressed with it, actually. It's quite nice. I actually, when I came in, it's like in second nature. I was like, oh, scuff marks down there. And, but no, it that's why it's important, because it's the written conditions as well as the supporting photo.
Okay.
So if you have got a desk or something that's got like chips in it or something, they have to be written, because if it goes to a TDS...
Yeah.
The problem is that you can't change what's been written, but you can dock a photo.
Yeah.
So you've got to be a bit careful. And that's why we pride ourselves so much on the attention to detail that we have.
Okay.
So that nothing is left. Even smoke alarms.
Right.
So many inventory companies don't check smoke alarms.
Right.
But as of October 2015, so this year, they're going to become a legal requirement for all rented accommodation.
Right,
at the moment, they're only illegal if you are a HMO.
Right.
But
what's
that's changing.
HMO?
Homes with multiple occupancy. So if you've got four people living in there, but they don't all live to the same family, then that you'd have to have a smoke alarm put in.
Like a student house.
Like a student house.
Yeah. Yeah, what about carbon monoxide?
Again, it's not a legal requirement.
I can't believe that.
But it's coming in.
Yeah.
It's coming in. Again, it is with a HMO, but it's not with... So the problem is, you've got a lot of landlords out there that think they're doing the best thing for their tenants, but little things like that aren't included.
Right.
So we make sure that we test everything. We make sure that, like, water, electric, all the meter readings, everything is all done and checked, and it's all written.
Good idea.
And especially, I know your service is for a lot more people than just students, but I have a vested interest in students at the moment, because they're costing me a damn fortune with this by not doing
exactly
it.
Exactly so.
Yeah, you know, because they're all, youngsters are always excited about moving into a new property. They don't think to look.
No.
They don't think anything will ever go wrong. And
Well, it's a naivety, and it's also the fact that because things are moving so quickly, it's the last thing that people would think of doing.
Yeah.
But as I said, what I said at the beginning, it's important, especially for the students as well, because you don't want them to lose anything. And that's why we decided to take it online and do it a different way, so that you're not reliant on a bit of paper that you was given 2-3 years ago or 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And then you can't find it.
Yeah.
This way, you've got a six-digit unique reference number straight to our website, and that will take you straight into your inventory. And that's one of the reasons why we created it.
Absolutely. So, you're based in Maidstone.
Yep.
What kind of geographic area are you covering at the moment?
We cover the whole of Kent.
Right, okay.
Yep. So, we go as far north as Bromley and Bexley, and as far south as Margate. So, we do cover the whole of... there is no... You know, if we can get there, we will do it. And we move heavily enough to get there.
Fantastic.
We're working with a lot of independent estate agents and letting agents. Also, we're working with a big chain as well.
Right.
Oh, can you tell?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yes. We work with a couple of offices of Your Move.
Right.
All right.
Up in North Kent.
Right.
And we do a lot. We do a lot of stuff up there for them.
Right.
And something that we're concentrating on now is bringing them, because obviously they're all self managed almost. Although they're a chain, they all can use who they want to use.
Yeah, of course.
So. The biggest thing that we're trying to do is, obviously, Your Move have got so many.
Yeah.
We're trying to get our name into as many as we can.
Absolutely.
One of the biggest problems that we have, trying to find new businesses, a lot of people are quite happy with who they've used and why would they want something new. But the moment that they see what we do...
You've got some uniqueness about it.
It changes.
Absolutely.
And I say, we picked up 3 new clients last week.
Wow, fantastic.
And for, I say, for a small startup, we're just like 2 of us. We've got freelancers that work with us as well.
Sure.
So if we can't get to everything, then we use them.
Fantastic. I'm assuming that predominantly your clients are estate agents and landlords and things like that. Is it possible for a tenant to employ you as well?
Yep. They can literally just come straight to us, say that they've got a 3-bed house, go straight to the website, they can book it online.
Right, okay.
And then come straight through to us. It doesn't have to be an estate agent, a letting agent. It can be. We've done quite a few for private landlords.
Right.
Because some people like to do it that way.
Yeah.
Like, especially with the whole, like, Purple Bricks and the online agencies.
Yep.
a lot of them are self-managed.
Right.
So, yeah, no, we're more than happy to do just private houses as well as the big chains. Okay. Obviously, the big chains are the bread and butter for us.
Sure. If I was a prospective tenant of somewhere, so let's go back to students because that's the market I know. So I'm going to send my kids off somewhere. Yes. As far away as I possibly can. I'm going to send them off somewhere. And they find somewhere they want to live.
Yep.
And the landlord goes, no, we don't need things like that. Da, 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 da. And I go, hold on a minute. I know that if we don't, I am ever going to see my deposit again.
Yeah.
It's a right bracket. You have to push for it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a legal requirement, a lot of landlords will go, don't need to have that done.
Could I book you and say, look, I'm going to pay you to do it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because I want this. And then if they want to argue with me at the end, I've got evidence.
Exactly so. Exactly so. Because a lot of landlords don't just have one property. They might have three or four that they manage themselves and don't go through an agent.
Yeah.
But directly to us, and we'd be more than happy to do stuff like that. It's really not an issue.
Cool.
And so it's just something different. Yeah. It's trying to make something that is kind of a necessity, but trying to make it a little bit more interesting.
Accessible,
a little bit more exciting. Yeah. Our website and the way that the inventories are actually displayed this week are all completely being revamped.
Right.
Daryl, at the moment, bless him, he's literally in the office and he's just working on getting it
all done. Hi, Daryl, keep working.
Yeah, he is listening.
We're having fun here. Sorry, mate.
He's working so hard.
Yeah, David's eating jelly beans and
drinking green tea.
It's all happening here, mate, while you're working. Sorry about that.
But I take my hat off to him because, I mean, there's a 10-year difference between us. And he's switched on.
Yeah,
he's really switched on. He's brilliant. So and we work really well together.
Right.
Because we do spend a lot of time together. So
absolutely. It's important.
It's like you two.
We know the feeling.
I can't stand her.
No.
Exactly.
We hate each other.
But does Daryl do what she does, like phone me at 4 o'clock in the morning drunk from a nightclub in Spain?
Not had that, but now that you've just said that, he's going to be all over that.
Put the seed in his
head. The seed has been planted.
Yes. Absolutely. No, that's fantastic. And I love hearing about new businesses, and I especially love hearing about new businesses that have added something unique and slightly different to it to make it, you know, to change the perception of the marketplace.
Yeah. Well, it was a brave decision. Mm. I mean, I'm 36 and I've worked all my life for other people.
Yeah.
And to make that decision to go, right, you know what, I'm going to go out, the two of us, and do something, it's a big decision.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for support of family, friends and people like that, it's a big one.
Students, landlords.
No, you're absolutely right, David. I mean, starting a business is a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
And especially as you move on in your life with other constraints in your life, giving up a safe income and a 9-to-5 job and taking a huge risk that you can make something work. And it's not only, you know, most people that start a business have faith that the business is going to work, but it takes time. It takes time to do things. And every entrepreneur I ever speak to, I spoke to a really interesting guy yesterday that I'm going to see next week, a guy based over in Deal that has a really fascinating business concept. And he said to me, well, the trouble is, Paul, we've been in business a year and we're not really making enough money. It's only a year.
It is
only a year. What you're doing is brilliant. You know, you just got to keep at it and hold on in there.
It's hard work.
It's
having the drive and the enthusiasm to be able to do it. When we started in January, we only had one client.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And then we started taking a wage as of March.
Yeah.
Mm. So, and it worked, but that was through like 12-hour, 13-hour days.
Absolutely.
And just knocking so many doors.
Absolutely.
But that's all part of business, though.
It is. One of my favourite sayings, I've got to get this right, but I love this, and I use it when I'm hanging around political websites and giving people a kicking. An entrepreneur is someone that will spend a couple of years doing things that other people won't, so that they can spend the rest of their lives doing things that other people can't.
So true.
Yeah. Nice. And that's the way that it works.
It's
a long-term plan that sacrifices the short-term in order to grow something for the longer term. And that's how it works. And I have tremendous appreciation for people that do attempt to do things, whether it's a business or like Doreen with just doing something for the community.
Exactly.
You know, people get hung up on profit motives. Every organisation needs to make an excess of income over expenditure. Otherwise, you go bust.
Yep.
Unless you're the government and you print your own money. Outside of that, everybody has to do that. It's what you do with that money. In Doreen's case, she reinvests it in the business, but a lot of profit-making companies reinvest it in their business too.
Yeah.
You know, we have to in order to grow. So all power to what you're doing. Give us a shout for your website so that we can find out more about it.
Yeah, it's literally summersproperty.com.
Okay.
Everything's on there. We're on Facebook, so just do a search for Summers Property and you'll find us. And we're on Twitter, which is just at Summers Property.
Absolutely.
I say you can book all your services on the website.
Absolutely.
We've got to contact us and it comes straight through to our emails. Or our email is just hello@summersproperty.com.
Fantastic. Do check that out, everyone. There are links already to Summers Property on the Kent Business Radio website. They will stay there. So do check that out if you're thinking of moving property, if you're a landlord, if you're an estate agent or a letting agent.
Or a tenant.
Yeah. Then you need to do it. We also need to get you, we have a property show on Channel Radio.
Okay.
Called Let's Set Go.
Fantastic.
Which is on a Thursday evening. We need to get you on there as well. So,
definitely.
You know, that's something that we'll introduce you to. But for the moment, David Cowan of Summers Property, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear about your new business. And we wish you much, much success and continued success with your new venture.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
It's great to be here.
Fantastic.
And here's a lovely little packet of jelly beans for poor Daryl, who's beavering away from our sponsor.
Yeah. I will make sure he gets them first thing in the morning.
Absolutely. They're Rift Accounting jelly beans.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Special with special powers.
Do you get it? Bean counters?
That's very clever.
Bean counters? Yes, do you get it?
Very clever.
Yeah, yeah.
I do now.
Yeah. I had to point it out, though, listener.
Yeah. I actually saw the penny dropping as you were saying that. It was a physical thing.
It was so slow, you could almost catch the penny.
I was there waiting.
Had you already got it then?
What, yes.
Yeah, of course, we all knew.
I've got a head cold, darling.
Yeah, I know. That'll be it.
Yeah. That's my excuse.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Telcare, the lovely folks over there on the Medway City Estate.
They do our lines here.
Yes, they do indeed provide our telecommunications infrastructure, our lease lines and our telephone systems, and they are great providers of such things. So thank you for listening in to Lisa, Dave and the team over there at Telcare. Thomas Power has tweeted in. Thomas was the keynote speaker at Kent Digital in Kent. Thing last Wednesday at the Great Danes Hotel, which was a fabulous event with some fantastic speakers. Stuart Saffrey, who is the presenter of Saturday Selection on this very radio station, also tweeted in.
Did you read Lee Willis, who said about the training for girls?
No, I haven't.
Free training for girls aged 6 to 18. This is the Ancorians football team. You can go to Ancorians fc.co.uk for that, but ages 6 to 18, please.
Cool. Blimey. We're going mad here. I'll try and catch up with some of this.
Yeah, catch up.
ADM Computing have tweeted in, there's an invite for financial directors, SEOs and accountants to a free Excel seminar on the 31st of March. You can find out about that by following them on the Twitter at ADM Computing, or you can call them on Canterbury 01227 473512. The lovely folks at Viatech, who I mentioned earlier, the heating and plumbing people, have made contact. They've made contact with Mark, saying, "Oh, we've been looking for a wood burning stove installer."
There
so they got together via the Business Bunker. So it's nice that we can introduce people, and glad to hear that. I just saw one go through there. Miss MPS, Miss MP Services, the lovely Claire, who runs Virtual Assistant Services. We're listening in from a client's office in Tenterton and looking forward to being on the show next week. And we're looking forward to having you on the
we
show
are.
Next week.
That's two Tenterton mentions.
Yeah, still. Absolutely. And Laura Burton Lawrence has tweeted in saying, "Oh, she feels special after us playing a bit of Stevie Wonder," to wish her a glorious happy birthday.
I think what perked her up was getting the pole dark picture next to you, of course, in your lovely magistrate's wig.
Yeah, unfortunately, it would be far easier to read the timeline of my Twitter account if it didn't have a gazillion half-naked pictures of various people from period dramas currently going out on Jules's tweet feed, actually, and being replayed on mine. And apparently James from Be Mentoring Plus has now tweeted that apparently Poldart is now trending on Twitter due to the influence of the Business Bunker show, and there is a double hashtag of Poldart and Business Bunker.
Well,
would you believe?
I love that.
Would you believe?
It's viral.
Maybe we can surpass the famous Turkish donkey cheese that we had a couple of years ago.
You had to be there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for that, James. B Mentoring, the letter B Mentoring Plus on the Twitter. Isabella, who is another new listener, and her Twitter handle is Calypsa, spelled K-A-L-Y-P-S-A. Interesting reading what I've written about Poldark on my blog. Delightful-dragon.blogspot.co.uk is a blog about Poldark, and obviously we're running a Poldark special at the moment for some bizarre reason. I tell you what, Jules, try reading an email that's Poldark free.
Well, what I've been doing is I've just been tweeting my young son, who's at Essex Uni, about summer's infantry, because like your lovely Stuart, he's getting a student house in July. And do you know what they do now, which is awful? Because Shay had wanted to move in September when he comes out of halls, and he wanted to spend the summer in Ibiza, which is what he did last year. But now they make them have the house for the whole season.
Yeah they do.
Which is horrible, isn't it? So they don't get their little summer in Ibiza.
Oh, what a blow. Talking about period dramas as well, I also say a big hello to Stu, my youngest. He started work today on Downton Abbey.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So
really?
What's he doing?
I'm not sure, but working, I hope.
Was he in the kitchens?
I have no idea. He's at Highclere House, which is where it's filmed, and he started this morning. So,
well, Stu, we want pictures.
Yeah, yeah. And autographs.
Yeah, pictures and autographs.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who I love? I always forget the name. What's the lovely old butler looks like an owl with the bushy eyebrows?
I don't know. I never watched television.
I don't watch Downton.
It's not on at the moment, but I do love Downton.
I'll tell you what you could do, Paul, though. We could go down and do an inventory on on the house.
That would probably take you a year.
That would be fine.
It's a good idea, though. I was thinking for holiday lets. You know, where I live in Whitstable.
Yeah, that's
big,
right.
Big business, holiday
that's
lets.
That's right, yeah. I've actually been in contact with the BBC as well. I'm sorry, off topic.
Oh, small station.
No, because they have sets, and we went to see it was Coronation Street on ITV.
That was SETS.
But they have to dismantle them all and then take photos because they haven't got room, and then they have to go back in and put them all together.
Right.
And they literally just go from photos, and they lose them all the time. So I was talking to the guy.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to set up some sort of meeting so that we could work with TV companies with their actual physical sets that have to come in and come out.
It's absolutely true. not to make this a family programme, but Stu, my youngest son, he's actually at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre.
Oh, really?
Which is where he's based. And they have exactly the same issue. Bristol Old Vic actually have eight theatres, and they've got sets and, you know, all kinds of stuff, costumes, and they can never find
anything.
It all has to go together, and it goes together in a particular sequence. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We just invented a new business.
Look at that.
How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
We've had a tweet from Howland Hicks, the lovely Jen, listening to the Business Bunker show with Vanilla Webb and Jules Sirkin from our new Discovery Park startup Zone Home. And that's Howland Hicks Design, and you can follow them on the Twitter, Howland Hicks. That's HOWELLHICKS. HOWELLANDHICKS. Howland Hicks. Do give them a follow. And
or it could be Owl and Hicks, couldn't it?
It could be, but it isn't. Kent Tweet Ups have tweeted in to say Thursday the 26th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Lenley's, the Kent Tweet Up. James Marriott of Ideal For You Insurance is the speaker.
Oh, I love that picture that's just come on your screen.
Oh, God.
Very fetching, that man with the
one with the wig on.
Yeah, with the hand.
Yeah.
Yes. And tomorrow you'll be at Frontier Fund's book launch?
I will indeed.
Yes.
At Bloomberg in Frinsbury, London. Frinsbury Circus.
Frinsbury Square.
Frinsbury Square, next to the circus.
Yeah, and I've ordered from the countries that he's been to,
mm-hmm.
Of said book, I've ordered the food to come from said
each
countries.
Of the countries.
Yes, we've got Vietnamese, we've got African.
Yak butter.
Yeah, we've got that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we've got yak butter, you'll like that. Yeah. And we've got Frontier beer.
Have you?
Which I discovered. Don't care. Well, you don't drink.
No, I know.
No. James has popped
which
on.
Is why she tried to get me to drive the bus there.
I've blagged a bus just for all to go. Ken Lloyd's coming, you know.
Is it?
Yeah. Now, James,
how about
Becky? Mentoring.
Is Becca coming?
Is my
lovely Serenity.
She is.
Serenity
she's bought
Becca
a new
coming.
Frock.
Has she?
Especially
has she had her eyebrows done?
Which has upset me a bit because I haven't got a new frock. She's
has she had her eyebrows
it's not
done?
Even her husband.
Has she had those eyebrows done?
Yeah, she's had them
I
done.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah. Are you having yours done?
I want mine done. I want painted eyebrows.
I think you were going to have microderma abrasion. It's what you need.
Yeah.
Definitely very abrasive.
Yeah, they can get a plasterer, though.
Now, James at Be Mentoring Plus has just perked up, and he says, thanks for the mention, Paul. Very kind. Great show as always. Love Jules Serkin. Looking forward to hearing Miss MP Services next week. He didn't really say love Jules Serkin. I just added that.
Cool. I just had a tweet. You might know what this is, Doreen, from Stefan Kosten. Sorry, I should have warned you.
Doreen's just stretching for the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stefan is one of our youth peer mentor that's working with NAS
okay.
in Margate.
Well, he says, Vanilla Web, super geek.
Mm.
Super geek, shout out to Mozilla attending Kent Choices for You.
I love all the names.
Yeah.
Mozilla.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, thank you, Stefan, for that. Cool.
Yes, thank you.
Nice one. Let me follow him back. Oh, I am already. There you go. I'm following him already.
Now, we've just had a new follower, or I have, I don't know if you have, Noah Lehman Haupt, H-A-U-P-T, founder of Gotham Dream Cars. Sounds very exciting. Proud nerd. He might be one of your followers.
He perhaps. Could be.
Yeah, proud nerd. I think he must be.
I try to follow as many sort of geeks in Kent.
Yeah, geeks in Kent, that
would
be a...
We have got quite a few, though, haven't we?
Yeah, there's a really nice scene sort of happening in Canterbury.
Absolutely, especially in Canterbury, yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Deason and the guys over there with their Digibury event at the Gulbenkian Theatre every month is a geek fest. We have ones in Fruitworks, which is Fruitworks Create. There's quite a few things going on the geeky front in Canterbury, which is really neat.
There's also sort of a nice network in Margate with Marine Studios.
Right, okay.
With Kate Neils.
Yeah.
She does a big event once a year for youngsters that love to game and then sort of also helps them have conversations and things.
Cool. Oh, blimey, it's going mad. Sorry about that. I think we could do with some more emails, Jules.
Okay, so we have Hamish Jack. He's a trustee of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, which is KDCS. And he says this April he'll be running the London Marathon to raise funds for the charity. And his daughter, Catherine, is deaf. And this is how his association with KDS came about. And he says that Catherine has never let deafness prevent her from doing anything that she's wanted to do. And she's now studying engineering at Coventry.
Nice.
Yeah, good girl. She's a great inspiration to the family. They're very proud of her, they say. So it's a self-funding group. And it's run totally by volunteers. Has a very strange chairman. But apart from that, they're very good. Events for the deaf children.
There's nothing wrong with a chairman. There's nothing wrong with a chairman because I'm not the chairman. So
no. I thought you were.
I'm the president. The chair is the absolutely gorgeous Louise Henley.
Chairperson. Then.
She's a chair.
A chair.
She's a chair.
So you're the president.
I'm the president.
What
of the
does
Kent
that
deaf
mean?
Children's
it means
Society.
You wear a little crown.
It means all kinds. It means whatever you want to make it mean.
Okay, so you're the president.
It means I have my face carved on Mount Rushmore.
Do you wear a great big sort of dingly dangly thing over your chest? A bit like pole dart, really. Anyway, there is a website.
I cannot fathom how this woman's mind works. I get lost in the depths of a treacle mine in there somewhere.
I do love treacle.
Yeah.
UKVirginMoneyGiving.com/HamishJack is the website to go to if you'd like to help Jack. That's Hamish Jack, sorry. Hamish Jack, if you'd like to help him with his run. So it's the London Marathon. Get in there and help them. It's a registered charity. You can also, if you want to get involved, go to their website, which is www.kdcs.org, if you want to ask the difference between a chair and a president.
I did offer to swap with Hamish.
Oh yeah,
I did.
Do it naked.
No. I did offer to do the run if he did the Zumba.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't having that really? At all. No.
Well, I love Zumba. Zumba's great. You'll have a ball.
Yeah. Right.
Not sure about what you're wearing, but
exactly.
I've got lots of emails here. Shall I plough on?
No, I'm going to read one.
All right then.
Because I'm bored with you.
Okay. This is
from the Federation of Small Business. Could you be a business champion? We are working with councils across Kent on the Better Business for All initiative, a programme to help streamline and improve regulators and inspectors' relationships with local businesses. We need to show them how it is from a business perspective. Would you help? We're looking for a member that would take 3 hours to review a website and comment on its design and function, or present a training session for 200 plus council officers in June, July or September. If you can help shape regulatory services in Kent, please could you drop an email to Alison Palmer at FSB. I will give you her email address now. Alison, Alison, dot Palmer, Parmar, at fsb.org.uk. Alison.Palmer at fsb.org.uk. You can find Alison and the folks at the FSB Kent and Webway offices by going to the Kent Business Radio website, where we have all their contact details. But if you could become a business champion and you would help to like to help with either one or both of those things, please get in touch with Alison. They would be very pleased to hear from you. We have had a tweet as well, again, from Viatech, the heating and plumbing people, following on from what David was saying about CO2 emissions and CO2 detectors. And they're saying they've just seen some documents in which the first tranche of making it a legal requirement will be for solid fuel appliances only to start with.
I had to have one in when I had my wood burner put in. I've got one and I hate it. It's on the wall bleeping away, but it's necessary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's your safety at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So even if it's not, just get one put in.
Yeah. I mean, I was told I had to have it for the log burner, so it must be creeping in, as you
creeping
say.
Creeping in.
Right.
But about time they did. Do you think the EU are making a difference?
I think so. Slowly. It's like anything, though. It takes time.
Yeah.
But when something is important as people's lives...
Yeah, exactly.
...then it shouldn't really take time.
You can't smell it, can you, carbon monoxide?
No, you can't.
We've had some right old nonsense on the Twitter
have
now.
Have we?
Yeah. I've fallen out with James at B Mentoring now.
Why?
B Mentoring Plus. He says, who doesn't love Jules Sirkin? And he says,
love James.
Don't ask Vanilla Web just in case. Yeah, sorry, I saw it.
Well, did you see Binny said he loves me as well? He loves Jules Sirkin, and you said somebody has to, which I thought was very rude.
Yeah.
Kent Creative Agency has hit new heights. It's based in Maidstone. It's celebrating this week after the release of the 2015 Drum Design Census, which is placing the agency at number 11 for client recommendations in its first year of being featured in the report. Other categories place Wonderful at number 22 for financial growth and number 38 for peer recommendation. So let's have a look. The Drum Design Census ranks agencies on their performance over the past financial year across three categories: financial growth, client and peer recommendations. And it's open to all independent agencies in the UK, which are grouped according to size. So you can go to www.bewonderful.co.uk.
Cool. I had a tweet from Russell Burton Lawrence, the barrister broker on the Twitter.
He
says, thanks for the mention and the song for... the lovely Laura. I shall be taking the birthday girl out shortly. A great show, by the way.
They've delayed
their birthday celebrations specifically so that they can complete listening to the Business Bunker show. And we much appreciate it. And just to let you know that we are planning a whole new show that hopefully will launch towards the end of April. That's going to be presented by Laura Burton Lawrence.
That will be good.
And it's going to be on from 10 to 11 on a Thursday morning for 1 hour. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be called the Community Hour.
That's brilliant. And also, of course, Russell Burton Lawrence may be assisting.
He may be.
Because he assists me on Scoff and Quaff.
He assists you on Scoff and Quaff sometimes. Somebody has to.
He's very, very hospitable. He washes up and everything.
Absolutely. He made me a curry the other night, which was to die for.
Yeah, you told me last week.
I know. I'm still talking about it because it was so brilliant.
Isn't he going to make another one?
Not for you.
Oh, he did invite me.
I just want to tell you about some up-and-coming events.
Yeah.
We have mentioned this a few times, but I'm going to mention it again. On this Friday, the 27th of March at the River Centre Tunbridge, is the West Kent B2B, which the Business Bunker will be on Stand 30, with Rift Accounting on Stand 32. But then also on the 7th of July is the Kent B2B, and that's at the Ashford International Hotel. And that's the one you were talking about earlier, Jules, where I had you running around like Annika Rice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We will again be there, and Jules will again be running around, and she will again not be in a jumpsuit.
I hope Chris Pollard helps me.
Okay.
Couldn't do without him.
Cool. And then on the 15th of October, at Brands Hatch, Motorsport Vision is the North Kent B2B. And then for completeness is the East Kent B2B on the 4th of November at Discovery Park Sandwich. And there's also a special construction expo, manufacturing and electronics expo on the 7th of October at the Kent Event Centre on the outskirts of Maidstone. That's at Detling Showground, isn't it?
Yeah. Where I had the Taste of Kent Awards. They just, it's amazing how they transform that place.
So there's loads of events happening over the rest of the year. Will you stop mainlining Vic?
I get a bit blocked.
She's mainlining Vic over there.
You know, when you watch, what's that, Meridian TV, is it? With the two news presenters, she's got a blocked nose all the time. I don't want people
TV. How many times do I have to tell her the same thing over and over and over again? I don't watch TV. I don't know who you're talking about.
It's the news. I like to keep up with the news. She's okay. Lovely. I don't know her name.
I've got a roundup of some Federation of Small Business news that I want to let you into.
Carry on.
There's a report just come out that's looking into the UK's creative economy.
Oh, yes.
And the report came up with the idea that more action is required to help people enter creative industries in the UK. According to the Enriching Britain Culture, Creativity and Growth Report that was published by Warwick University. The report reveals that the creative and cultural workforce is growing more than four times faster than the UK workforce as a whole, which is growing like mad. Despite this, there was a 50% drop in take-up of design and technology GCSEs between 2003 and 2013, and a 25% drop in take-up of craft-related subjects. According to the report, more needs to be done to help people realise their creative potential. And we were talking about that with Dorian earlier, weren't we?
Dorian wants to say something.
Yeah, sure.
Go on, Dorian.
I do.
With a mouthful of jelly beans.
Yes, yeah. They're very nice. I think sort of one of the problems that we have is that sort of people are not thinking that making, you know, like when we like to do crafting and things, everybody does crafting. We have this sort of mega economy on DIYing that is making.
Absolutely.
But they're scared because it includes technology. Mm. But the process of it is the same.
Absolutely.
The first 75%. And if sort of the older generation could somehow align themselves with the younger ones, it would be really helpful. And then you'd see an uptake again.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. And it's one of the reasons I'm such a fan of apprenticeships, because I think that is one route to trying to align some of that. Some of the people that have been around a long time and a bit long in the tooth, but know the stuff inside out.
Absolutely.
From a hands-on point of view, allied with young people coming in with new ways of doing things and a readiness to adopt the technology aspects of it, can work really well together. Absolutely, totally agree. Individuals from poor backgrounds with fewer qualifications are currently least likely to be working in creative industries. So the report from Warwick University recommends a new creative apprenticeship scheme. Oh, that was funny. Increased digital research and development, an online digital public space, and more cultural funding in the UK's regions. And hallelujah to that, we say.
Indeed. More of it.
Absolutely. Keep on keeping on. There's loads of stuff that can happen. And we're really, really do need to happen. Public contract regulations have now come into force. Firms bidding for public contracts that are currently worth less than, how do they figure these things out? £111,676. I'll tell you that again. So a public contract that is worth less than £111,676. Don't they do round numbers? For central government, or £172,514 for non-central government contracts, can no longer be required to complete pre-qualification questionnaires, currently known as PQQs. The Crown Commercial Service has confirmed this now. However, bidders can still be asked to proportionate questions that are relevant to the subject matter, but they can't be compelled to fill out pre-qualification questionnaires, which was one of the things that was putting off small firms from bidding for local government contracts.
And so, I have to say, I try-